We are in Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Chavis HaLvav is Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hei. Chavis HaLvav is telling us, trying to impress upon us the understanding that the Yetzer Hara is always on our case, always working on a person, and therefore it's important to always be attuned to your current spiritual struggles. That's really the practical point that I'm getting, that I want to draw out of this. A very important gauge for are you in the ring is, can you now say, what are my spiritual struggles? If a person says, right now, Baruch Hashem, everything is fine, there are no struggles in my life, what that probably means is that this person is spiritually comatose. Because comatose, in a coma, meaning the Yetzer Hara is having a field day and the person isn't aware of it. The Yetzer Hara knows how to operate. He's not going to hit a person in things that this person realizes are blatant averus. They'll always hit a person just under that level, where a person could just go ahead, moving on, not realizing that there are real problems in his life. For example, right, a person could have a very, very bad dynamic in his home with a family member, be it a spouse, be it a child, be it whatever it is, right? It's going on a regular basis. And yeah, any conversation with this person just goes bad. This is the it's all right work. The person might not think of it as a problem. This person is very irritating. That's just how it is, right? You know, in Hebrew, the phrase that they say, "Ani lo atzbani, pashut kulam atzbanim oti." I'm not irritable. Just everybody around me is such irritating people, right? So things like this, lashon hara, can be a regular part of a person's life without him really sensing it. Other midas issues, other ben adam lachaveira issues, or just a very kind a question of where's your tefillah holding? It's always a question that's relevant. That's always a question that's relevant. Now, you know what? If you have other spiritual, you can't be busy with too many spiritual struggles at once. You can't be putting all your energies into too many things at once. But if you really feel that Baruch Hashem, everything else is fine, if you really feel that way, then at least ask yourself that question. So then I really have to be putting intense efforts into my tefillah. I don't think there's anybody who can come and say my tefillah is a consistently ideal, right? So there's always areas to be working on, and which reflects the fact that the Yetzer Hara is always there. So, and that's a major part of learning Musar. Learning Musar keeps you attuned. Really, the way Mesiyas Yisharim puts it is, you want to constantly be doing Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's the famous concept of constantly taking personal accounting on a regular basis and matching it up against the ideals you want to be living by. But this could be a tough exercise for a person who's not used to it. And Rabbi Tzvi Petterberger, Rabbi Tzvi Blaser, the star Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, already said that the idea of Cheshbon HaNefesh is, once again, to keep you attuned, in touch with where you are. And he said, learning Musar on a regular basis can serve that purpose. I guess we call it a certain kula, but one that you can use. Okay. Now.
I don't understand where you gave an example of the Yetzer Hara. Let's say you gave an example of the house, you know, this and that. So
Oh, the Yetzer Hara might simply be in a place where a person could be talking in a hurtful way on a regular basis, but it just feels like that's a natural part of life, you know, at home with people who get on your nerves, and a person can mamish go through life living as a conscientious Jew and talking hurtfully to another person on a regular basis. You can have it going on in a mutual way, that both spouses are doing that to each other. They're both used to it. They're both getting hurt and hurting all the time. And the Yetzer Hara is busy collecting. Okay. Now, you could have a situation. I guess you could have a situation. We'll talk about this example. I guess you could have a situation where both of them, they both enjoy it. Nobody's really getting hurt. It's just the style of speech. Okay, maybe there's such a thing. But the idea is be attuned. Be attuned. Okay. We continue in Perek Hey. So then the point that the next point that the Chavis HaVavis makes is don't allow him any foothold, because he will always use any foothold that you give him to push the door open a little bit more. So realize that he considers a small victory very significant. So don't grant him even a small victory. Don't grant him even a small victory. Don't figure, okay, this is a little issue. Small victories he can quickly capitalize on and take them further. Okay. So now we'll move on. Then he came and said that realize that if you start on a regular basis making a point of, again, you identified the struggles in your life, and you start, okay, I'm going to embrace this struggle, and I'm going to start pushing back against him. Say, up till now, he had it easy with me in this area, let's say Lashon Hara, for example, right? And now I'm going to start pushing back against him. I'm going to start learning Chafetz Chaim conscientiously. I'm going to become more aware of what I should and shouldn't be saying. And as you develop this consciousness and start putting in those efforts, he says, you'll be surprised at how quickly you'll progress and how quickly he'll fall. Yossi Sharam also makes this point. He says that if you already start putting in the effort consistently to a certain area, you will see siyata d'shmaya in that area. Hashem will start helping you in that area, and you'd be surprised at how quickly you can progress in areas that may have seemed too difficult. Again, you want to start small, identify an area of struggle, decide on some measure you're going to take to start pushing back against the Yitzhara. But then he says, if you really do make a point to stand against him, you'll succeed. He won't be able to stand against you. If you are consistently and conscientiously on guard and making those efforts against him, your efforts will be successful. Like the Pasuk says, his desire is aimed at you, meaning his sights are on you, but you can control him. Therefore, don't get frightened of him, even though he has many soldiers on his side. The many soldiers are on his side, like we discussed yesterday. Many of our own character traits, many of our urges, many of our instincts, and many things in the world surrounding us, right? Like we said, be it irritable people or temptations that surround us to the wrong thing. Okay? Even if he has many helping him, don't get frightened. Because really, what he is trying to do is to make falsehood appear to be true. We'll explain this momentarily. It's a little abstract meanwhile. What he's trying to do is take false things and make them look right. Now, anybody who has experience trying to get a lie across understands, realizes what a precarious business it is, right? If you need to be pushing a falsehood, it's very complicated to hold it in place because it's very easy to poke a hole in it. Once the person chaps that something is going on, it quickly falls apart. So he says, this Yitzhara is trying to do toward you. He's trying to hold together this false picture that is very overwhelming, but really there isn't much to it, and you can overcome it. If something, some struggle in Ruchnius looks scary, looks overwhelming, don't be scared. Tackle it. You have to tackle it in the right way. Tackle it once again, in small steps at a time. But you will overcome. Once you actually understand his weakness, then he'll fall quickly. This is what Shlomo HaMelech was describing in Koheles when he said, he talks about there was a small city with out many inhabitants, and an old foolish king came with a great army and laid siege to the city. This is described in Koheles, right? And it says that there was in the city, there was a poor wise man, not a great general, poor man, but a wise man. And Koheles doesn't describe too much. He just says that the poor wise man was able to save the city through his wisdom against this king with all of his armies. So the Chavos of us here is going to explain the mashal. Siper ala adam b'ir ktan. Koheles, when he talks about that small city with few inhabitants, he's referring to man. That small city is you. Okay? Because man really is a small world. Mesibra al klei gufoi umidos nafshoi banoshim me'at. And when he talks about your koiches hanefesh, meaning the good midas that you have to work with, and your own strengths, he calls that there were few inhabitants in the city, meaning it felt like we're a small team that can't do much. I don't feel like I'm that strong of a person spiritually. I don't feel like I have these very great strengths. And then, umwatu etzloi, can I get goida leva adam? Now, when faced with the Yitzhara, my good midas and my strengths seemed very small relative to goida leva adam vayrach ma vayav. When we talk about a person's desires, what he would like to achieve in this world, meaning a person's spiritual aspirations, it seems like I don't have that many allies at my disposal. I'm not such a strong person. I don't have such great self-discipline. I don't have that many allies helping me in what I understand my spiritual program should be. And then it describes the Yetzara as a great general with many soldiers. He's coming with many hosts. And this general came with his great armies and surrounded the small city. Because the Yitzhara does. He surrounds you on the outside and inside with all kinds of assaults. Assaults from the inside in terms of your urges, your instincts, and assaults from the outside in terms of all the temptations and provocations that the world around you is providing on a constant basis. This is the person is surrounded on all sides by this great general with his big army. And then he describes how this general built like these catapults against the city. Because of all the various kinds of attacks the Yitzhara can come with, whether he hits you from the direction of ego, whether he hits you from the direction of lust, whether he hits you from the opposite direction, he can manage to do both in one shot. He can hit you with ego, while at the same time he can hit you with the Yitzhara of not to believe in yourself and not to believe in your abilities. There's all kinds of assaults that he's hitting you with at the same time. As we will yet elaborate on. We're stopping in the middle here. We're saying, but then there was that poor, wise man in the city, seemingly helpless. What can he do against the great army? What is that referring to? Who's the one who had the koyach to stand up against this great general with his big army? It's talking about the seichel ha'adam, our seichel. Okay, we're right in the middle here. We'll have to see where the Chavis of all this is going with this. We'll stop here for now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.